Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now there is one passage of Scripture which I would like to highlight today. And this passage of Scripture is concerning our attitude. In fact, the Word of God calls them the Beatitudes. These are the hallmark traits of a true Christian, and I want you to critique yourself against this list. How does your life measure up to this teaching by Jesus? Where are you lacking? Where do you need the grace of God? Think about that and reflect on these Beatitudes as I read them. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 11. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? Are you pure in heart? Are you a peacemaker? People of God, the answers may be uncomfortable, but we need to be honest with ourselves because God sees that which is hidden. He sees the heart.
Do you desire to be blessed by the Lord? Of course, we all desire to live blessed lives. We all desire to have the favor of God in our lives. But what does the Bible say about blessings? Allow me to share a few scriptures with you. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Take note of that. The Bible is saying when you trust in God, you are blessed. When you rely on God, you're blessed. When you have faith in God, you are indeed blessed. Now Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." So based on this passage of scripture, you are blessed when you don't follow the advice of the wicked. You're blessed when you don't listen to the counsel of the ungodly, when you don't give ear to those who...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do evil. You are blessed when you don't stand in agreement with those who take pleasure in evil. And the reason that you're blessed when you separate yourself from evil is because bad company corrupts good character. Light and darkness cannot be in partnership. And so from both passages of scripture that I've shared with you, Jeremiah 17:7 tells us that trusting in the Lord brings blessings. Psalm chapter 1 tells us that staying away from evil company brings blessings. Now, what I want you to really grasp is the cause of the blessings. When Jesus is central in your life, when you have given him the throne to your heart, then not only do you trust him, not only do you have faith in him, but you become protective in the sense that you guard your heart. You guard your eyes and ears because you don't want to give the devil any room to discourage you or for him to have the opportunity to chip away at your faith. Blessings don't come because of what you do. Blessings come because of who you have in your heart. And so to each and every one of us, we should not chase blessings. We should chase Jesus Christ. Chase the one who can bless rather than chasing the individual blessings. Chase Jesus Christ. Our Lord brings blessings with him. Jesus Christ brings blessings of peace with him. He brings the blessing of joy, the blessing of eternal life. So, chase God, not the blessings.
The story of the prodigal son is a special story. It's a parable that speaks to me about forgiveness, mercy, and the destructive nature of pride. This story is found in Luke 15, verse 11 to 24. The Bible reads, "Jesus continued, 'There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But his father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Here is the understanding I have from this parable. In one way or another, we are all like this son. We often don't realize the goodness of God. We often don't realize the love of God. And we certainly often underestimate the destructive nature of pride. We often don't truly appreciate just how blessed we are. My point is that the prodigal son walked away from his father in disobedience, but he found out just how brutal life is without his father. The prodigal son walked away from his father because he was seeking his own self-interests. But he found out that serving your own self-interests will only leave you spiritually and physically bankrupt. The prodigal son walked away from his father because he was impatient. He thought he knew best. But he soon found out that there was a bigger blessing waiting for him if only he had been patient. And finally, despite the prodigal son walking away, when he came back, when he asked for forgiveness and turned away from his sinful ways, the father welcomed him back with open arms. If you find yourself to be like this son, and you have walked away from Jesus Christ, I encourage you to come back to Jesus.
Growing up, there's one thing that I heard a lot, and that was the saying, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Now, I heard this saying so often that it almost lost its meaning to me at one point. However, I would think that it's important that we acknowledge the goodness of God, and it's important that we appreciate the goodness of God. God is good, and He is good all of the time. Psalm 145, verses 8 through 11 says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power." Note these attributes of God. God is gracious, God is full of compassion, God is slow to anger, and God is great in mercy. So how can we not say that God is good all the time? Come rain or sunshine, the Lord is good. Whether I have all the silver and gold the world has to offer, or I don't know where my next meal will come from, God doesn't change. He is still a good God. If my prayer is answered with a yes, or if the answer is a not yet, God is still good. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and on the earth, yours is the dominion and kingdom, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all." Your circumstances don't have a factor on whether God is good or not. He is worthy to be praised regardless. Too often we make the mistake of placing God on the same level as people. When it comes to people, we often associate how nice someone is or how good someone is based on what they do for us. However, that's not how God operates. God can answer you with a no because He loves you. And that no will be because He's protecting you. You could be praying for what you think you need, but that request is the very thing that the Lord is protecting you from. Because in the long run, that door, that relationship, that car, it will do more harm than good in your life. So we can never place God at the same level as people. We can never place God at the same level as our circumstances. I say all of this to encourage you. All of us as believers must acknowledge God for who He truly is, the Almighty. We must respect His word. We must reverence Him for His glorious work. And we must adore Him for being so powerful, but yet so tender and caring to us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.